with extra strong strokes and managed to escape. I climbed out on the bank and shook myself. Grover stood nearby, looking his usual simple self.
Hank, did you jump or did that man throw you out?
What do you think?
Well, I wasn't sure and thought I'd ask.
He threw me out, you dunce, and it's all your fault. If it hadn't been for you, I'd be taking a moonlight ride with a beautiful beagle right this minute. I hope you're happy.
Well, I am kind of happy. I didn't want to stay here by myself, because...
He rolled his eyes and looked up in the big cottonwood trees that grew along the bank.
Hank, it's getting dark, and I'm scared, and I'm hungry, and I want to go home.
Well, that's tough. We quit our jobs so we could go on the road and find romance, and we ain't going back till we do. In fact, we ain't going back, period.
But, Hank, you promised I could go back home after we lived off the land.
No, no. If you'll recall my exact words, I promised I'd take it under advisement. I've taken it under advisement, and the answer is forget it. Come on, let's move on down the creek. Stay behind me, and I don't want to hear any more of your yapping and whimpering. I found a cow trail on the east bank and followed it in a northeasterly direction. I checked the stars and did a few navigational complications. Commutations. What is the dang word? Computations. I did my navigation stuff, but even more important, I knew that if we followed this creek far enough, we'd end up on the ranch where Beulah stayed. Ah, sweet Beulah. The mere thought of that fair lady made me see stars that weren't in the sky. Well, I was padding along, lost in delicious thoughts of my one and only true love, when Drover cranked up his Mr. Pitiful routine again.
Hank!
Hush, Drover.
But Hank!
I said hush, and in my line of work, hush means hush.
But Hank, behind you.
Of course you're behind me. You were behind me the day you were born, and everything you've done since then has merely confirmed.
Hank, we're in trouble.
I stopped. Drover ran into me. It was very dark by this time. No moon at all because we were beneath big cottonwoods that blocked out the moonlight. I poked him in the chest. Now listen, you sawed-off, stub-tail, feather-brained little squeak-box. I imposed a ban on talking, and for very good reason. This is coyote country, son, and I don't think it would be real smart to advertise our location. In case you don't know it, them guys are basically stupid but very dangerous. Would you believe it? The runt growled at me. Hey, I'll take a growl or two off some dogs, but not off a drover. I mean, a very important part of heading up the security division lies in knowing how to control and motivate your employees, don't you see? You give them just enough slack so they can do their job, but every now and then you have to yank them back in line. On my outfit, insubordination is not allowed. And growling at the boss is insubordination. I gave him a little pop on the nose just to get his attention. Now shut your trap and let's move out. We moved out through the bushes and grapevines, over rocks and fallen logs. Drover sure was making a lot of noise back there. Sounded like there were four of us on the trail instead of two. Holy cats, Drover, pick up your feet.
Hank!
Hush, silence. I had been aware for a long time that Drover lacked, shall we say, grace and agility. To put it bluntly, he was clumsy. I mean, he lacked the physical gifts you look for in a sure enough top-of-the-line cowdog. I'd learned to put up with his shortcomings, but I'd never learned to like him. Well, there we were on a so-called silent march through Coyote Country, and he sounded like a cow on snowshoes. Drover, if you don't pick up your feet and quit running into bushes... Wait a minute. Hold it right here. We came to a stop. I sniffed the air. I'm getting a reading of a peculiar smell. You picked it up yet?
Yes.
I've smelled it before. I'm sure I have. What do you reckon it is?
Could it be coyotes?
Not likely. They'd have to be very close for us to get that strong a reading. And there's no way they could have slipped up on us while I was in the scout position. Don't forget who's in charge around here.
Okay, but Hank...
Let's move. There was just enough moonlight filtering through the trees so that I could see a little bit of Drover's head. What happened to your nose?
What?
Your nose. It looks like it got caught in a pencil sharpener. Has it always been that long and sharp?
No.
Then how do you explain... Hey, your eyes weren't yeller this morning, were they?
No.
Something's haywire here. You've undergone a complete transformation. You don't look like yourself anymore. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were a... Huh? There was a moment of silence. Then Drover's voice.
A coyote, Hank?
Right. Let me ask you one more question, Drover. Are we in Trouble?
Yes.
I spoke to the mysterious head with the long nose and the yeller eyes. Good evening. My name is Hank the Cowdog. My friend and I were out on a walk, soaking up the sounds and smells of the night, you might say, and we hadn't expected any company, but it appears that you've joined us. May I ask to whom I'm speaking?
You talking Rip and Snort.
Rip and Snort? Well, I'll be dad burned. What a coincidence. We were just looking for you guys.
Hunk not smart to look Rip and Snort. Many time Hunk make Rip and Snort look foolish. Coyote not like that. Get mad. Fighting and tearing up everything. Now we capture. Hunk in large trouble. Not get away this time.
Get away? Captured? Hey, listen, we've been looking for you guys for over an hour.
Huh? How come you look?
I leaned over and whispered in his ear. Snort, you remember the night me and you and your brother went over to that old silage pit? I guess that meant yes. Didn't we have a blast that night?
What means blast? It mean like boom boom?
In the coyote dialect, boom boom means gun. So, as you can see, we had a little problem with the translation. It was a lucky thing that I was fluent in many languages. No, what I'm saying is that we had a great time. You remember?
Huh?
We ate that silage, got a little plastered, went up on the hill, and sang all night long. There was just enough moonlight